This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Ochigea women drummers are working to preserve their Cherokee culture and traditions. The drummers have recorded an album called Keeper of the Family. It includes songs in English and in Cherokee. In December of 2018, guest host Randall White talked with the performers, and they played live in the studio. The guests were Dr. Shirley Rowland, Gwen Cochran, Valerie Redlack, Brandy Leonard, and Tonya Elliott, who is the group's drum keeper.
It was started by a woman by the name of Barbara Warren, who is our former drum keeper. She's one of our elders, and she wasn't able to be here today, unfortunately. But so Gwen Cochran and Barbara Warren were two of the founding members of Ochigea. And Shirley's been around from the beginning as well. Okay, and Shirley as well, yeah.
Is it traditional for the music groups to be separated by gender?
No, it's not traditional that women sit at the drum for a lot of tribes. So we women, Ochigea, came together out of a hand drum group that we played hand drums. And one day we were sitting around and we said, well, we need to do a mother drum. And we kind of said, oh, this would be fun. And so that's kind of where we got our start. It was just coming from our hand drums into the mother drum, which is the large drum. And from there, Ochigea just kind of evolved into what we are today.
And from the beginning, Shirley, did you choose to sing in both Cherokee and English?
Absolutely. One of our purposes is to carry on the language. Our language is dying out due to the fact that us elders are dying out. And so there is language preservation programs throughout the Cherokee Nation and the Eastern Band Cherokee. And we women have also decided that this is one of the things that we wanted to do with our music is to carry on the Cherokee language.
Tonya, do you find that people are surprised that there are Cherokees in California? Because I think most people think of Cherokees in Oklahoma and in North Carolina and those regions.
Indeed. Well, due to Indian relocation, there are a lot of Native people in California that are from other places.
Right.
But yeah, so we're also affiliated with the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. At least California Cherokees are the CNCV group. So we do get to go back and engage in cultural immersion experiences there. So,
would you call the music that you all perform traditional?
Yes. Not necessarily. It's not traditional.
I heard a whisper of a yes.
Clinton,
and then
yes. the language,
yes.
Yes. The sitting at a drum, yes. But for women, not necessarily. So, and this is our way of bringing women together to not just learn the language, but also to have a way of interrelating, with our values system and teaching the next generation about our Cherokee values.
There are other Native American musical groups in Northern California doing similar work, of course. Do you collaborate with these other musicians?
Absolutely. Yes,
yes,
we do.
Tell us about that.
April Goforth is one of our mentors.
Oh, okay. And inspirational and
yes.
Adds to the what we then hear and what we will now hear. If I can give you a moment to get into position and perform for us, what will we be hearing?
The first song we're going to sing is called Beautiful World. Osta Alenitoa means that this is a beautiful life and life is good. So that's the first song we're going to sing.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
I hope that the people listening on the radio get the same sensation of the drum beat that washes over you as you sit here and listen. Tonya, I know you are the official drum keeper.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about that role.
Well, I mentored under Barbara Warren for a number of years before I took on the role, which is traditional in anyone who carries a drum. So that was quite an experience. And then all of these women, so Ochigea means we women in Cherokee, and all of the women who sit at our drum, would have to support that decision of who becomes the next drum keeper. And so we're a very tight-knit family. Oriented, just we call each other sisters, but my job is to actually take care of the drum itself and to play a leadership role. But we are pretty much self-governed in terms of how we relate with one another.
I always find it fun to share like behind the scenes moments that listeners don't always, have access to. And when we were setting up for the different musicians and such that were going to be here today, the drum could not stay here in the studio. You brought the drum back out with you.
I did.
And so it really is a close relationship with this drum you have. It can't really be out of your sight.
No.
That is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though it's not as traditional for women to carry drums, I can't get into those reasons why we do, but we do now. But some of those traditions actually came from the men's drums as well. So they have similar types of protocol where, we believe that the drum has a spirit and that there's energy and medicine in that. And so as a drum keeper, it's my job to be responsible for that.
That's a big role.
It can be.
That you don't take lightly.
No, I don't.
No.
That was music from the Ochigea Drummers. You just heard some of their conversation with guest host Randall White from December of 2018. There's more coverage at capradio.org/insight, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our show is produced by Cody Drabble and Kate Gonzalez. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Charity.